It's KX935. You can go to kx935.com to find tons of content and podcasts and such like for your personal entertainment. In the meantime, I'm Jason Feddy, and get your ears around this. It's my 2014 interview with Terry Nunn at our Pearl Street studios. Terry Nunn from Berlin, right now on KX935. It's KX935, that's what it is. It's Laguna's only FM radio station, broadcasting from our Pearl Street studios on the corner of Pacific Coast Highway and something else, Pearl Street. I don't know why I'm a little bit nervous. I wore a clean shirt today, Terry Nunn.
Oh, thank you, Jason.
And the wife said to me this morning, what are you putting that on for? I said, well, I've had my photograph taken with Terry Nunn. She said, you fancy her, don't you? I'm serious, that's what she said. I said, yeah, well, wow, who wouldn't? It's Terry Nunn.
Aw, is she English too?
Yeah, yeah.
So she says words like fancy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She'd be listening right now.
She'd be
going, right, when he gets home.
Well, don't tell her that we're naked.
She knows that's how I do the show. Actually, your daughter Natalie is here with us. I thought that she would be the censor.
She's not naked.
No, of course she's not naked. Although there is a history in your family of getting naked before it's entirely appropriate.
It is. I think it's very inappropriate.
What was the name of the...
I think I'm the only kid that I've ever met that was taken to a nudist camp. Yes.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
With my parents. And I had a broken leg, so I was hobbling around on crutches, naked, with my mom, naked, and my dad, naked.
Look at Natalie, she's got her hands over her face. She's so embarrassed.
And I remember my dad asking the guy at the front desk, well, what happens if I get, excited? And the guy said, you'd be the first.
Really?
And he was right, because when people are just walking around naked, it's not sexy.
No, I know.
I've been to
nudist beaches, and it's not sexy. And the fear of being discovered overcomes the feeling of the horny feeling.
Yes.
Certainly for men, would be a thing, wouldn't it, if they're all walking around... You know, somewhere to hang your towel anyway, innit? On the beach. Anyway, so Natalie's here and she's very nice. Do you schlep her around to all your gigs? I was going to introduce her as your tour manager.
No, we're actually, after my show tonight at Pacific Amphitheater, we are going to the Orange County Fair tomorrow having a girls' day together.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Going to eat some deep-fried Snickers bars or whatever it is they do over there.
They fry everything.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Yeah, and I have played Pacific Amphitheater during Orange County Fair 4 times now,
wow.
And I have never been to the fair.
I know, you got to go, it's fun, but don't go on the rides. They don't look right to me. They look,
oh, really?
They look scary to
they
me.
They look yeah. old.
They look like something horrible is going to happen, especially with a load of big people who've just eaten masses of fried
everything.
Chocolate. Yeah,
yeah.
It's not a good thing.
Fried cheese, because cheese just doesn't have enough fat.
Right, and don't stand underneath them either, because people are like definitely going to throw up on there.
Oh God!
And you're going to have the biggest like pigeon thing you've
Thanks,
ever seen
Jason.
In your life.
My daughter is completely horrified right
she
now.
She is now, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, everything about this interview is scaring her.
How old are you, Natalie? If you shout, you'll be heard.
Nine.
She's nine.
She's nine.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Right at the embarrassed stage, she's starting to be embarrassed by everything I do.
Of course, by your mom. It's terrible at nine. Oh, mom, don't dance. Whatever you do, don't be...
Oh, she just said that to me yesterday.
Did she, yeah?
Don't dance in public.
Right, on stage, in front of the, like...
Anywhere.
30,000 people.
Anywhere that I am, mom, don't dance.
Your parents must have been, like, hippie parents or something, or...
Kind of, yeah. But we had a record store.
Really? Well,
oh, yeah. My dad wore a poncho, and he was, like, the guru of Reseda.
Somewhere around here, somewhere in California.
In Reseda, in the valley, in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's where you were born originally.
Yeah, we had a mom and pa record store called Crown Records, and I was 8 years old, and I ran the cash register, and I got to play whatever I wanted.
Oh, that's totally fascinating.
Totally cool.
I get to play whatever I want, you know.
I hear that.
And I'm going to play a track by Berlin right now. Here's a track called Touch. We'll talk about it in a minute when we come back.
Oh, I got a story about Touch.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right, brilliant. On KX93.5. Terry Nunn is here in the studio. I'm feeling a bit more relaxed now because you're nice.
Aww.
I thought you might not be very nice. I was like, oh, God. She's just going to make me feel like an idiot and do loads of dead air and all that. Shocking. All right, here's Touch. What album was it on this?
Second album. This is on Love Life.
Love Life, second album,
yeah.
Touch, Berlin, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We'll be right back. It's the classic sound of Berlin on KX93.5. That is the sound. It's the sound of the 80s, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, we were kind of strange in the beginning because, I mean, electronic music wasn't happening. It was really power pop when we
around
started.
Here it was, yeah, and punk as well.
Skinny ties and, yeah, punk and power pop.
Yeah.
And we weren't either one of those, so people were like, what is this? But Touch, I wrote about my first one-night stand.
Go on.
Your eyes widen. You seem interested now. You know, the you can buy me a daiquiri, you can take me home, tear my clothes off. Who am I? Married? No, I'm celibate. Ha-ha. Want to lewd? I don't care. The feeling's numb, but we cry, oh, ah. Those, you know, that's how I felt. The guy gave me a lewd, a quaalude. And he thought it would make me more amorous, but I fell asleep.
Did you wake up with bruises all over your legs?
Why would I have bruises all over my legs?
Because when you do quaaludes, you always bump into things and you don't know it's happening
until
the next day.
No, I basically just passed out.
Did you?
Yeah, it wasn't
So that
fun.
Was like the roofie of its time then, I guess.
I guess so. He was not happy when I woke up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a fun time. But that's what Touch is about.
So it's quite a dark story, really.
That wasn't a great ending, no. My first one-night stand was not my best one.
Right. How old were you, do you think? Do you remember?
20, I don't know, it was 23, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny thing about one-night stands, I mean, I'm married, whatever, but I was always a serial monogamist. I could never...
Yeah.
I'm not very good at the one-night stand. I think that if you are good at it, I reckon it's a really lot of fun. But I was never very good at it. I always woke up either feeling guilty or in love.
My husband told me that he thought it was cool to do it, but he said you actually get more sex if you're in a relationship because you're not trying to get the next one all the
time. Yeah, maybe.
You know,
I don't
know, trying to seduce somebody to do it with you. If you've got somebody, you know, you do it.
I think it'd be all right if you could kill them in the morning. That would be good. And then there's no
phone
calls.
Wow.
Was that a little bit too intense?
Yeah, too soon.
Okay. All right.
Too intense.
Obviously, you can't. Right.
Okay, then.
So, when you write lyrics, are they mostly about things that have happened to you?
Pretty much.
Are they?
Yeah. The song on the new album, "Nice to Meet You," is about my fear of people. A couple of years ago, I admitted to myself that my problem is I'm afraid of people.
You don't seem to have that problem.
Thanks.
You
better.
You don't come across that way.
I'm a lot better.
I was going to say, is your garrulousness sort of a coping mechanism?
I interview people well because if I'm not talking about me, I feel safer.
Really?
Yeah.
So the jury's out. Are you not necessarily the extrovert that you seem? You might actually be a bit of an introvert or a little shyer than you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of people compensate for that by being, you know, loud.
Yeah, exactly. The reverse of what we're feeling inside. Yeah.
I think that's probably true.
So, yeah, I mean, I write what I know, and what I know is me and my issues.
Yeah. And storytelling, what about, there's a song on the on this new album, there's a couple of ballads that stick out to me. The sound is great, the album sounds great. Who produced this record?
A couple of people. Derek Canavo produced most of it. John King from the Dust Brothers produced his song.
Right.
And Carlton Bost, my guitar player, produced probably the ballad you're talking about.
Carlton Bost. He's got the pointiest nose in pop music.
How do you know him?
Oh, I've seen...
Everybody says that about him.
Well, I've seen him interviewed. I don't know him very well.
He does have a pointy nose.
But I reckon if you put a record on a record player and stuck his nose on it...
I reckon it would play. Yeah, he calls himself the Bob Hope Slope nose. Remember that nose?
No, he's got one of those. I'm glad he's got a sense of humor about it. Mm-hmm. He didn't... So it's not... That's a real nose. It's not...
It's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
gets him late. He's doing fine.
That's hilarious. Well, good luck. Good for him. Well, so the record sounds great. There's a bunch of, like, you know, what you would expect from Berlin. The sound is still there. It's not like you've tried to do something particularly, what's the word?
Out of the box.
Yeah. Which it often is a mistake for bands. I think it's good that you've continued the thing. There's obviously you're still attached to your roots. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of sort of power ballads, I hate to use that word, but ballads anyway on the record. One of them is Mom. What's going on in that song?
It's the first song I've ever written about her.
It's about your mom.
Yeah.
Now, so did she raise you alone?
Yeah, she did. Even when Dad was there, he was kind of, you know, blotto.
Right. He was a drinker.
Yeah, his whole life. That's what he died of.
Oh, dear.
And so she was basically a single parent.
Yeah. Worse than that, she probably had to parent him at times as well.
Exactly.
I would think.
Right.
And that's a lovely thing to do. Is she still alive?
No. She passed in 2007.
Did she? Well, it's such a nice thing to do. It's such a great accolade. Difficult thing to do, I think, to write about your parents. I don't think I've ever written about my mum or dad.
Really?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Yeah, I wrote the song about my dad on this record, Blame It on the World, for my solo album in 1991, but I didn't have the guts to actually
put it on the record. Well, that's the other ballad on the record, right?
Blame
It on the World. Or is it, would you call it a ballad?
I wasn't ready to sing it live. I was still just mad at him and upset about the whole situation. So now I'm, you know, as time has passed, I've forgiven him and myself and... You know, things have smoothed out a lot.
Yeah, you have to come to that point in your life, don't you, when it's all just...
We forgive, they did the best they could, you know, with all their issues, and what can you do?
Are you one of these people who says you have to forgive yourself?
Totally.
Are you?
Absolutely.
How do you do that? How does one forgive oneself?
To realize that I'm human, and we all are doing the best we can. I'm trying to do the best I can. Yeah. I'm not out to hurt anybody. So if I mess up, I mess up. I'm human.
So you think that in the process of forgiving, and this is pretty deep for like 3 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon, but it's interesting to me with people, because my feeling is that you forgive your parents for their humanity, and some part of that process, you feel forgiven yourself. Now, people talk about it in terms of being forgiven by a higher power or whatever it is they feel that, you know, whatever it is, the ocean. But I think that in forgiving your parents, if you literally forgive your parents, you feel like, well, it's okay for you. If it's all right for them, it's all right for you to be less than perfect.
Either way works.
Yeah. Doesn't matter,
does it? All right to be less than perfect. In fact, it's better and it's freeing to be less than perfect.
Yeah. Well, nobody is, are they? That's for sure.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, I want to ask you about the gig because it's tonight.
It's tonight!
And you've got to go in a minute for soundcheck. I've already kept you too long.
That's okay.
What can people expect from the show?
It's a girls' night. It's me and Pat Benatar, and the opener is a lady named Madison. So yeah, it's a girls' night party. I love it. Whenever it's a girls' like bill, it's so exciting to me because I grew up in radio where they would never even play two women back to back on the radio.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah, oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, because they didn't think people would like that. Well, now we got whole bills like three bands that are all women.
Wow.
I love it.
So, and is it quite a high energy thing? Is it lots of a big light show and all that stuff?
Yeah, we do a lot of visuals, a lot of video, a lot of lights, a lot of, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And what time's the show start?
We're on at 7:45, and I think Madison's on at, I don't know, 6:30?
Wow, quite early.
Pat, probably 9-ish. Well, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we don't want to go too late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a brilliant night tonight. Pacific Amphitheatre. What's your website?
Berlin Page.
BerlinPage.com.
.com.
Right, so people can find out the next chapter in whatever's going on with Terry Nunn. And I'm just delighted that you came in. I could talk to you all afternoon, actually. There's so much more. I mean, I did get your Wikipedia page off the thing. And I did a little bit of research. I know I'm not very good at that stuff. But
thank you, Jason.
No, it's really a pleasure to meet you. And you're such an iconic figure. And... very important to California.
Thank you.
You know, that's where this scene began. So, Terry Nunn.
That's right. It is.
Amazing. It's KXRNLP. I have to say that because it's 305 Laguna Niguel. KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Terry Nunn, thank you so very, very much.
Thanks for having
me.
Jason.
Have a brilliant night tonight.
Okay.
I'm going to play Animal from the album Animal. It came out last year from Berlin. KX93.5, Jason Petty here. Mookie's up next. Marvellous. I didn't need to be nervous, did I? I was fine. I did all right.
You did great.
In my little dress, does it make you want to take me now? Grab me with emphasis, then you're going to have to chase me down. You won't.
give it up.